news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Racing for a showdown in the volatile Middle East, top Israeli defense officials say the country is preparing for the possibility of armed conflict with regional arch-rival Iran and its proxies. The Israeli Army Chief of Staff saying the Israeli military is speeding up the operational plans and readiness for dealing with Iran and the nuclear military threat. Tensions also on the rise across the Taiwan Strait. In a show of its displeasure over a U.S. congressional delegation's visit to Taiwan, Communist China has launched military exercises near the self-governing island. China's foreign ministry says Beijing considers the delegation's visit a serious violation of U.S. commitments not to have formal relations with Taiwan. Attorneys for former President Trump vowing to appeal a federal judge's ruling, clearing the way for the imminent release of some of Mr. Trump's records to the Democrat Majority Congressional Committee investigating the January U.S. Capitol riot. Well, so much for the transitory nature of the inflation that's eating away at our buying power. Wholesale prices up 8.6% over the past year, and it's not just surging energy prices. Feeding America President Katie Fitzgerald says soaring cost of food is straining the resources of food banks from coast to coast.
The increase in food prices is a real challenge for meeting the needs of people who are struggling to put food on the table across the country. Our food banks are seeing prices that are 2 to 3 times what they were just 9 months ago.
Annual wholesale price increases setting records for 8 months running. Prosecutors have rested their case at Kyle Rittenhouse's homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, calling more than a dozen witnesses. Some of them appeared to help the defense more than the prosecution. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 49 points. NASDAQ futures off 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. Following hours of public comment and discussion, the Jacksonville City Council voted at its meeting Tuesday evening to withdraw an ordinance to spend $1.3 million to remove a Confederate monument that sits at Springfield Park. The vote was 12-6. It came after council members first voted during the meeting against postponing the final vote on the legislation, which was introduced by the mayor, to have the tribute to the woman of the Confederacy monument removed. Before the council decided to withdraw the bill, demonstrators gathered outside on the steps of City Hall. The federal government may be about to send Florida more than $20 billion. It's part of a huge trillion-dollar infrastructure bill. But Governor DeSantis expects Florida will be shortchanged.
Is Florida being treated well in this, or are they basically funneling money to a bunch of very, very high tax and dysfunctional states? Because if you look at what they did with the COVID money from this year, Florida got penalized.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
At The Y, we take great pride in strengthening our community and helping all of us be our best selves. Our programs empower young people, improve health and well-being, and inspire action in our communities. Today and every day, no matter where you are on your journey, we're here for you. We're here for all. Stop by or visit us at fcymca.org to discover new ways to connect with your potential, your purpose, and each other. Join us. Together, we're stronger for our community.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look. Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have this slow-moving traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Beach Boulevard and a bit past Atlantic. You're going to add about 10 extra minutes and light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Edgewood Avenue and 295. You'll add about 5 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A few clouds in the morning, mainly cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain. 71 will be our low, and right now, it's 54 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republican congressional campaign committees say they are targeting 70 House Democratic seats they believe are vulnerable in next year's elections. Business groups have asked the White House to delay vaccine requirements. Now labor unions are also asking the Biden administration to put the mandates on hold. And Democrats remain at a standstill over a $1.75 trillion social spending bill.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 5 minutes after 8 a.m. Good morning. It's Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB 904-831-0600. Email address is ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. Watch us live on Facebook if you like. Facebook.com. Type in Ed and Roger Morning Show. And on top of that, download the radio app. It is free on the iPhone, smartphones. Put it on there. No pop-ups, no monthly charge. Listen to us anytime throughout the day. Again, that's WBOB.com. Business groups that are now against the vaccine mandate. There's another business groups out there saying if it's going to happen, can we at least maybe wait till after the holidays? Now, labor union groups are asking the White House to postpone vaccine deadlines until 2022. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents about 700,000 union government workers, is asking the White House to put off the vaccine mandate. And also becoming and starting on Monday, Florida is now listing out certain issues that they want to address in a special session dealing with vaccine mandates.
Withdraw Florida from OSHA to avoid federal shot rules and strip the state's health officer of authority to force vaccinations. It prohibits local governments from creating shot mandates and requires private businesses to offer mandate exemptions. They include religious, medical, and COVID immunity due to previous illness, plus opt-outs for masking or regular testing. The Attorney General's office would enforce the policy, employers facing up to $50,000 fine for terminating a worker improperly.
That's ABC News for Saunders. GOP House committees are targeting, at least in the congressional side, for 2022 election, say they've got 70 House districts that they are targeting for Republican pickup, some of those even here in the state of Florida.
The National Republican Congressional Committee, which is now targeting 70 vulnerable Democrats. The most recent 13 representing districts from Arizona to Connecticut, from Florida to New Mexico. The GOP only needs a net gain of 5 seats to regain the majority. GOP leaders argue key issues are in their favor, such as illegal immigration, crime in major cities, and inflation. On average, over the past 40 years, the president's party in his first midterms loses about 23 seats. In some cases, like 2010 under President Obama, it was much worse, 63 seats.
That's Fox News' Mike Emanuel. Democrat spending bills kind of stalled right now. Some of the moderates inside the U.S. House say they want the Congressional Budget Office to come out with some new numbers to crying about and maybe depicting on what's going to happen with the deficit and or taxes. But the White House says, no, we're ready to pass this bill right now.
Multi-trillion dollar spending package, but there are some Democrats in town who want the president to wait to vote on that until the Congressional Budget Office has analyzed it, figured out what's in it, figured out how much it costs. But officials around here don't want to wait for that, basically arguing that the bill is completely paid for and you can just take their word for it.
At the White House, that's Fox News' Peter Ducey. Some liberals in the Democratic Party, like Elizabeth Warren, are saying they're getting concerned by constituents about the high cost of energy prices being predicted through the winter of 2021 into 2022, and the cost of gasoline prices increasing as well.
Well, the Biden administration is caught between its climate goals and concern that high prices could spike even higher. And it's prompting concerns within the president's own party, asking the White House to be more sensitive to Americans trying to make ends meet.
The administration's under pressure to address rising fuel costs after Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm warned it will cost more to heat homes this winter. Senate Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, are also pushing for action on climbing gas prices, asking the White House to consider releasing the nation's emergency oil stockpile or ban oil exports.
Fox News' Jackie Heinrich, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, had released a recent survey and found out that most Americans say that they may not travel that much for Thanksgiving and Christmas because of the rising gas prices.
All of this having an impact on the American driver, and it's changing our driving habits. In a recent survey from the American Hotel and Lodging Association, it was surveyed and shown that 52% of Americans say they plan to take fewer trips this season, and 53% say they plan on shortening their trips because of the increase in gas prices.
From the Fox Business Network, Madison Allworth. And for food snacks, with the holidays right around the corner, just knocking at your door, you want some Jell-O pudding, minus the former sponsor of that. But anyway, or the tag person who would used to represent that. Roger does a good impression of that one, by the way. And you want to have more, let's say, snacks, expect to pay more.
Kraft Heinz is raising the prices on their snack foods. The price on most of their products is expected to go up an average of 5% to combat inflation. Jell-O and pudding are going up 16%, and some of the macaroni and cheese products will jump 20%. And another snack food company, Mondelez, is also planning a price hike. Their brands include Chips Ahoy, Ritz, and Sour Patch Kids.
Have you ever noticed the media only reporting on all the garbage food that's going up? I mean, can some of you tell me, is the cost of apples going up, bananas? Because I would really be impressed, because it would show that most people may be looking at healthy eating instead of the mac and cheese and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I wonder about, you know, citrus industry's huge in Florida. What about oranges?
Yeah.
You know, tangerines.
Roger says you don't do mac and cheese at all, huh?
Really? I'll eat it. You know, I'm not that picky, but it's not something that's one of my favorites, no.
All right, man. You got to do something, Roger, besides the PBJ, man.
All right. I'm going to have probably some tomorrow when Chris comes by from Hanger Bay.
I'm less on the cheese and I'm more on the mac. Some of you will catch that right there. All right.
By the way, mac and cheese, an American homegrown meal that was not imported from another country. The recipe was created by former President Thomas Jefferson, from what I understand.
Do you like mac and cheese?
No, I'll eat it.
Okay, will you eat it plain or would you? This is going to sound disgusting, but if you had to add a little something to it to make it a little bit better, what do you do? What do you add to it?
Again, I don't do pasta a lot, but I like my sister's pasta. She puts like spicy stuff in it, like canned pepper.
Okay, I was asking mac and cheese. I don't consider mac and cheese pasta.
It's not? Okay.
I don't like, you go to a restaurant, you get pasta, like Italian. I don't consider mac and cheese like that.
Okay, well, when I do eat it, the one I like the best is when my sister does it with cayenne or pepper flakes and sometimes lobster.
Like, I'll add like a little bit of like barbecue sauce, maybe a little bit of ketchup.
No, I won't do that.
That's just me, but anyway. All right, more couple.
Where are you from? Titusville.
I'm not from Titusville, man. Listen, if I'm from Titusville, you're from Bryceville, okay? Anyway, 812 Talk
Ketchup
Radio.
Ketchup on your mac and cheese.
I like a little bit of flavor, man.
I say lobster and cayenne pepper.
By the way, you can't do that with some people because they get embarrassed. Why you adding ranch dressing to that? All right, 812 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on 95 headed north. It's right between Phillips Highway and just past Butler Boulevard. You're going to add about 6 minutes, and we still have stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between St. John's Bluff and Beach Boulevard. That left lane's blocked, and you'll add 8 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun in the morning, more cloudy by afternoon, the high today 76. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, 72 is tonight's low. Right now it is 57 degrees.
CopyFax, your local Jacksonville-based office product provider, has a new name, CFX Office Technology. CFX is your one-stop shop for all your business document needs. CFX offers state-of-the-art office products and document management systems. A local Ricoh and HP dealer, CFX is committed to Northeast Florida and dedicated to our local churches, nonprofits, and small business owners. Visit CFXOffice.com for all your business needs. CFXOffice.com.
This is Chris from Hanger Bay Cafe. My restaurant specializes in Japanese ramen and southern fried chicken. Truth to be told, we're a military-themed hole in the wall near Mayport Naval Base. Southern Living, Insider, and Eat This Not That websites rated our chicken best in Florida, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Join us for lunch or dinner at 2294 Mayport Road and check out our menu at hangerbaycafe.com.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you going to work and dreading it? Is it just a job? Are you ready for a fulfilling career? American Electrical Academy provides a free 9-week course in the electrical skill trade. No prior experience necessary. Apply today at electricalacademy.org. This is your opportunity to build your resume and prepare for a lifelong electrifying career. It is free to you, just 9 weeks of education, and you will be a step ahead of the rest. Completing our academy will make you stand out to your potential employer, provide the confidence you need for success, and real-life experience taught by the best in the industry. This is a 9-week course that could change the course of your life, and it's free. They only accept 10 students for the 9-week periods, and seats will fill fast. Apply now. Your career is waiting for you. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, and they can't wait to help you succeed. Tell your friends, learn more, and apply now at electricalacademy.org. That's electricalacademy.org.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis has unveiled the details of legislation he's promoting to counter federal vaccine mandates. A special session to take up the matter begins next week. Democrat Donna Deegan announces she's running for Jacksonville mayor. And a new survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association finds most Americans plan to take fewer trips this holiday season because of rising gas prices.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Does Donna use the word, and it may be smart if she does it, does she use Hazuri in her name? Donna
Hazuri.
I did not
know. I knew that she was related to the Hazuris, yeah. You know, but I didn't know that was her maiden name until this morning.
Yeah.
So I've never knew. I've been watching her on TV since she was Clueless and then remarried the sports guy.
She was Clueless.
Clueless was her former
last name. Well, Clueless. Okay.
Clueless.
Clueless. Okay. I'm sorry. I did not know that. All right.
And then she married the sports guy.
So anyway.
Hicken and now Deegan.
It doesn't matter. But anyway, all right. I just wanted to know about the Herzer. I didn't need to know the other information. That's fine. I get it. But I'm just saying, because some people always want to bring that thing up, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, really? It, to me, it's not an issue. It happened and happened. Her husband, Tim's always been very kind to me. If I could just get him to get the weather right, Roger, for me and you on the weekends, you know? But we'll see what happens. I'm getting some emails in this morning. I'm going to get to some of these right now. Roger, you ready for these? So the governor's going to have on Monday a special session. It's going to deal with vaccine mandates. Here's the latest breakdown from Four Saunders of ABC News.
Withdraw Florida from OSHA to avoid federal shot rules and strip the state's health officer of authority to force vaccinations. It prohibits local governments from creating shot mandates and requires private businesses to offer mandate exemptions. They include religious, medical, and COVID immunity due to previous illness, plus opt-outs for masking or regular testing.
Here's the one that kind of gives me a little bit of a gray area of what you can tell businesses what they can and cannot do.
The Attorney General's office would enforce the policy, employers facing up to $50,000 fine for terminating a worker improperly.
Now, I don't like the vaccine mandates from the government, but should the government be telling you that you can't impose certain things on employees? There's a thing called the marketplace, and with 10 million job openings right now, you can pretty much write your own contract. Some of you have been emailing me. Because I said, and I'm not a libertarian, I'm a conservative. There's a role for government. It's called small government. Libertarians don't think there's any role for government. There is a role for government. But the Republicans, at least the governors, I think the Republicans may differ with the governor on this, but now we want to tell companies that if you employ people, all right, that if you employ people and you put a vaccine mandate without proper exemptions, I like exemptions if you can, let the marketplace decide this. that the government's going to fine you for doing it. Can you imagine if the Democrats were telling Florida businesses that if you didn't offer certain extra days for a funeral or certain extra days for health care, as good as it may sound, right, Raj?
Mm-hmm.
I would be against it. I would be against it. You got to be consistent on, well, Ed, it's a blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. The marketplace is a brilliant thing out there. Here's one of the emails I'm getting in. You want, you ready? Racial, Ed, I can't believe you and Roger. You couldn't think of any employee rights. The government prevents employers from infringing on racial discrimination, religious discrimination, gender discrimination, age. Can you tell me what discrimination is taking place right now? Tell me somebody who's being fired because of their age. Tell me somebody who's being fired because they're gay. Tell me somebody who's being fired because of their religion. Tell me somebody who's being fired because of handicap. It ain't happening.
Well, there are those who will argue that unless there were government regulations, there were a time in America where it was okay to do that.
Yeah,
you know, look at the Civil Rights Act. You know, where at one point businesses had the right to tell black people they can't eat at the lunch counter, and government regulated said you can't do that anymore.
So my response was, hey, those laws that we already have on the books.
Let the market decide.
Those laws that are in the books, mm-hmm. keep them there. We live in a brand new age. Excuse me, there is nobody being turned away because they're black or they're white or Hispanic. And by the way, you would want to create a new law on top of that? I say no way. You know how the, you want to go after businesses? It's called Google reviews. It's called what's the other ones they do?
Review
Yelp. we're going to put a law on somebody so they have to wait. If a company does not want to bring in black people, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. You mean a law? You're still going to, if they change the law, you're still going to go back to that restaurant? No, you're not. Because you don't know what kind of food you're going to get served. Listen, I didn't like the American with Disabilities Act mm-hmm. because we were already moving down that road of people putting up handicap spots for those out there.
Would you say that there's a good chance that age discrimination in the workplace happens right now, that just that they're not stupid enough to say, we're not going to give you this promotion because of your age?
But you still got to prove it. You may think that's the case. But you still got to prove it. That's the whole thing. But what right? Tell me what rights do you have with an age discrimination? Who gives you these rights, people? Is it in the Constitution? Or is it because Congress came up with certain things and inserted that in there? So my response was, because they're all out there. I got other people saying out there, well, you know what? You want to crash the system because we don't want to let workers walk off the job. Heck yes. If that's what it's going to take, then that's what it's going to take. And you know who started all this? The union started all this back in the 40s.
Meanwhile, someone's stuck in Houston trying to get a connecting flight because the airline doesn't have any pilots.
Hey, that's the way it is, folks. It's not a perfect system. I didn't create it. I didn't start the fire. It's always burning since the world's been turning.
Mm.
But I'm not going to sit here and invoke more government on groups because why? Well, we used them in the past. It's like saying, well, Republicans spent trillions under Trump with COVID. We should spend more money with a human infrastructure bill. I'm sorry. One excuse does not lead to another. I'm sorry. It's just weak.
So we're close to perfect now. And we don't need government regulations telling businesses what to
do. It's not a perfect system.
Okay.
But why do you want to tell businesses what to do? And you want to you already have laws set in place. You want to tell businesses, you want to throw on extra, quote, employee rights. Tell me what rights an employee has at the workplace. Constitutionally. None. Now, you may have religious rights, but folks, you're on the boss's time, okay? Put your Bible and read it during lunch. Do not read it during work when you're doing other things. All right? But these employee rights, by who? Because the government made them up, that gives them a right? Can you imagine if Republicans wanted to institute other businesses that the left didn't like and they called them rights? What about that as well? You know? So the bottom line is you let the marketplace decide on this. If somebody wants to get the vaccine and the businesses are saying, hey, listen, we're going to allow some extensions, but we're at a hospital. I don't like the vaccine mandates, folks. I'm against them. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't like it for the government telling us that we got to mandate it. But we're going to tell the government that we can't do certain things. Let the marketplace decide, my friends. Stop tinkering and have the government coming around and trying to mess up everything already. You get what I'm saying? Let's take a quick call. Let's go to James. What's up, man?
when I understand your premise and I understand where you're coming from, but it's a dangerous precedence that you set when companies get to dictate medical decisions on their employees. That's like saying you're going to work at Hooters, and then Hooters is all of a sudden saying, you have to have breast augmentation in order to work here. Or because female employees typically lose more time at work due to pregnancy or having children, that an employer decides, hey, you're either one, you're not allowed to have kids to work here, or two, you need to have a tubal ligation or a hysterectomy because we're not going to have you get pregnant.
If you don't like it, go work somewhere else.
I think that's an infringement on the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if you're not allowed to.
Well, be careful. You know, that's what the Democrats say.
Well,
I know you're not one. I'm just saying.
I just think it's a dangerous precedent that when...
And it's unfair to... the examples you were citing is completely unfair to women, I don't believe.
Really?
And, yes.
Let me ask a question. If a woman's 5'3", should they be allowed in the military because the military sets standards?
I don't consider the military a job.
The military is a job.
Yeah. It's not a job in the traditional sense, in my opinion.
It doesn't matter what traditional sense. You still get a paycheck out of it. You still pay taxes.
Obviously, it's a job, but I don't believe the same rules apply.
Same rules can apply.
Well, to be fair, the military is now bending over backwards to break all
true.
The historical
I'm not
rules.
Saying I agree with it. I'm just telling you that you're just set of rules right there. But because it's... And James, I mean, it's a fair point. Well, because you got to have a certain size to work at a certain store. I'm sorry, that's just the way they have it. You don't like it, go work somewhere and make more money somewhere else. Stop telling businesses how they can and cannot do with certain things. Because you just open up that door, folks. That's all you're doing. You're setting precedents. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Butler Boulevard and just past Monument Road. You're going to add 9 minutes. And slow traffic on I-10 headed east. It's right between Edgewood Avenue and 295. Add about 6 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun in the morning, more cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76, currently 57 degrees.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Maintaining your community or company facility security is a priority, and it just became a lot easier. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is now a Brevo Access dealership. Brevo's streamlined process is cloud-based, providing easy system access from anywhere on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Invest in total security for your community or business, all managed through one cloud-based software platform. Improve responsiveness, manage your access control, and enhance your overall security needs. Visit sunbeltsys.com. That's sunbeltsys.com.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Yeah, some of the interesting emails coming into this whole issue. It's just, again, it's amazing how the excuses we make because it's our side. Whereas it's okay that Trump was able to spend all this money, but Biden can't do it because it's Biden. I didn't like it on both sides. Where is the consistency, my friends? We're going to tell businesses what they got to do and what they cannot do. It's just the way it is. I don't agree with it. But if a business is going to put an implementation of something I don't like, I have an opportunity to get a job somewhere else, I'm going to get a job somewhere else. That's the way you deal with it, folks. The marketplace. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid the ongoing supply chain crisis, President Biden will visit the Port of Baltimore later today, hoping to call attention to administration efforts to upgrade the nation's ports. Testimony to resume today in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, accused in the shootings of three people, two of whom died during unrest in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. This point still not clear whether Rittenhouse himself will take the stand in his own defense. In another provocative move toward Taiwan, Communist China staging military exercises near the self-governing island. The drills coming at a time when a U.S. congressional delegation is paying a visit to Taiwan. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 41 points, NASDAQ futures 61 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. City Council members voted 12-6 last night to withdraw a bill that would remove the Women of the Confederacy Monument in Springfield Park. The mayor proposed the bill after he promised in June of 2020 to remove all Confederate monuments in the city. The $1.3 million proposed to remove the monument requires council approval because it's above the $100,000 threshold. Neighbors in Riverside are on edge after JSO says Ernest Street was sprayed with bullets, adding that a man was grazed. Cops say the incident happened just after midnight. Officers say they found 20 shell casings and an AR-15 magazine at the intersection of Goodwin and Ernest Streets.
This could happen in any neighborhood, anywhere. So, I mean, we're not packing up and moving, but again, I just hope they catch the folks.
Two brothers were arrested at Jacksonville Beach Sunday night after they attacked a man inside the tavern on First Street. One has been charged with attempted murder. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, fellow homeowners, interest rates could be on the rise, so don't miss this window of opportunity. Take advantage of today's historically low rates when you call Purpose Funding. You can save up to $750 per month on your monthly mortgage payment. Skip up to 2 months of payments and close in as little as 15 days. That's extra money put right back into your pocket through the holiday season. They'll show you how to save lots of money by paying off high interest debt and use that savings to pay your home off quickly. Call the trusted experts at Purpose Funding today and speak to a knowledgeable agent. The consultation is free, but your savings could be substantial. Just 15 minutes is all it takes. Call Purpose Funding today. 888-991-1890. 888-991-1890. You could save as much as $750 per month on your monthly mortgage. Skip up to 2 months of mortgage payments and close in as little as 15 days. Call 888-991-1890 or purposefunding.com. Purpose Funding. NMLS number 273-299.
It happens. We all find ourselves with financial questions, sometimes serious financial questions. Financial Issues with Dan Celia is here every weekday at 9 a.m. to give you clear, understandable answers to your financial questions and issues. Dan is a real guy. He's just like you, only he knows a lot about finances. Listen, learn, enjoy. Every weekday from 9 till noon.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have that stop-and-go traffic on 295 headed south. It's right between Butler Boulevard and just past Monument Road. You're going to add 9 minutes. And slow traffic on I-10 headed east. It's right between Edgewood Avenue and 295. Add about 6 minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun in the morning, more cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76, currently 57 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Business groups have asked the White House to delay vaccine requirements. Now labor unions are also asking the Biden administration to put the mandates on hold. Democrats remain at a standstill over a $1.75 trillion social spending bill.
And Republican Congressional Campaign Committees say they're targeting 70 House Democratic seats they believe are vulnerable in next year's elections.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So conservative comedian Terrence K. Williams, by the way, take a look at the website, terrencekwilliams.com. It's called Laugh at Your Own Risk. I like it. It's going to be Sunday, November the 21st at 7 p.m. at the Times Union Terry Theater. You can get tickets here at WBOB.com. Here's a little bit what you would enjoy listening to.
Well, we're really borrowed because I was eating my lunch at the time. I was eating some fried chicken. In a video. I didn't do it on purpose. This is what I eat.
Oh, Terrence, that's racist. You eating fried chicken. You're embarrassing black people.
Black people ain't the only ones to eat fried chicken.
Right.
The thing is, people just don't see white people up there when black people, you know, we go a little late. White folks go to Popeyes and Church Chicken at KFC at 11 in the morning. We at work. We don't go to 7 o'clock. White people eat more chicken than black people. But white people eat more chicken than black people.
Exactly.
White people just hide their chicken. Chicken noodle soup. Chicken pie pie. Chicken dumpling. Chicken a la king. Chicken tetrazzini.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Terrence K. Williams is here on our Newsmaker Live, man. That's pretty good.
Hiding the chicken.
Hiding the chicken. Yeah.
Hidden in plain sight.
Yeah. Somebody made a comedy. Goes, even when you got the idiots at the Ku Klux Klan, when they're having their stupid family reunions making fun of black people, guess what they're chewing on?
Fried chicken.
Exactly. Chicken wing. Is it chicken pot? Yeah, so, hey, tell everybody, the audience, again, Terrence K. Williams, he's going to be Sunday, November the 21st at 7 p.m. at the Times Union Terry Theater. Hey, how's the response now? I mean, you got an opposite administration compared to what we were used to over the last 4 years. Are people actually, as bad as things are they coming out, they having a good time?
Oh, yes. So I just did a show in West Palm Beach and also in Clearwater, Florida. And I'm telling you, people were pumped. People were excited because people wanted to hear not only a funny joke, people wanted to hear a message about what's going on right now in this country. And that's what I do at my show. I give people a good laugh, but I also leave them with a message. And people just, and people are excited to see a comedian who loves America, because if you look at all these Hollywood stars, I mean, these people, they literally hate this country. So people are excited, and I'm going to tell you, when I was in Clearwater, I couldn't get a word out because people kept screaming, "Let's go, Brandon," the whole night, and F Joe Biden. I said, oh, Lord, I can't even talk. Because people couldn't stop saying it. It was great. It was so great.
Interesting. The issue, I love politically incorrectness. I like it, you know, the chicken, have some cornbread, mm-hmm. some Kool-Aid, all the other stuff. And, you know, I think we need more of that, but in a very good way of how you laid it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't understand why people even make a big deal about chicken. Because, listen, like I said in that video, we all eat chicken. We all do. Mm-hmm. We all do. White people eat more chicken than black people. Like I said, it's true.
If you joke about, like, you know, the old days, and you go look at some of the old roast, you know, for example, like those in the Jewish community in Bundy, everybody gets all worked up, or like a cheap Scotsman like me, and we're very cheap. When people are yelling four on the golf course, I'm yelling 375. You can't make fun of certain other races out. Everybody's just been so uptight because of the political correct culture that we're in now.
Oh, dude, everyone is uptight. But you know what? With me being a comedian, I can say what I want. And not only because of that, because this is America. Like, we have the right to say whatever the hell we want. Excuse my language.
Have you guys tried, for example, I understand if you bypass it, like college campuses, or is it just no longer a safe zone because everybody's going to get all worked up? I mean, even Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld, some of the old school, say that they refuse to do it because of the political correct culture on some of these college campuses. Is it getting worse like that, or is it starting to lighten up a little bit?
No. You cannot go. These college campuses are getting worse and worse. And also, I can't go to those college campuses because they are going to force people to wear masks and show proof of vaccinations. And I don't force that at my shows at
right.
all because this is America. And I also cannot force that in Florida because Florida is truly the land of the free. So that's not happening at all. I cannot force people to do that.
Where do you call home, and do they have strict rules there on the COVID stuff?
So right now I am in Texas. So
okay.
you have some establishments who require masks, and you have some people who don't. But at the end of the day, if that's their business, then they have the right to require that. And then I have the right not to give them my money.
Yeah. What can be somewhat interesting, although it's changing, the number of black conservatives of America are growing. I believe the black conservatives, we've been here all along, to be frank with you. But for whatever reason, most black people still vote Democrat. That's changing. How did you become such a prominent black conservative in the United States of America? And how does your family take it?
So I grew up in foster care, and, I bounced from home to home. So I really didn't have a family who convinced me to be a Republican or a conservative or who taught me those values. It just naturally happened. You know, I just naturally leaned to the right. I just naturally turned out as a conservative. But most of my family actually none of them are Republicans at all.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, in some of the foster homes that I lived in with some of these elderly couples, black couples, a lot of them had conservative values, but they voted Democrat.
Yeah.
So actually, that's probably where I got it from, too, because most of these people that I live with in foster care and some of my adopted parents, they have conservative values, but they vote Democrat.
Why in the world?
And they don't even realize it.
Why in the world do people with conservative values vote Democrat? Have you figured that out yet?
Well, I think most of them don't. I think because of the media. The media is telling people who they should vote for.
Hmm.
The media is telling black people that Democrats are for the blacks, and Republicans, they say Republicans don't help black people. And I think that's why, because people are just listening to the news, and a lot of people are not educated, when it comes to politics. So they just vote for whoever they're told to vote for, you know?
Well, one of your most prominent fans, former President Donald J. Trump, how in the world did you get to know that guy?
So, which is crazy, he retweeted me on Twitter a couple times, and he got in trouble for it because I'm pretty wild. and I thought, you know what? I said, this guy's never going to retweet me again. And he kept on doing it because he didn't care what the media had to say. So that's where he knew me from, and then I went to a Black Leadership Summit at the White House. And he knew I was there. He saw my name, and he saw me there, and he called me to the stage, and randomly called me to the stage. So that's how I got to meet him and stand on the same stage as the greatest president.
He needs to invite you down to Mar-a-Lago. You were just in West Palm. You may play some golf.
Yeah, listen, man. I don't really know how to play golf. I asked Trump, man, do you play basketball, man? We can go shoot some hoops, man. I don't really know how to play golf, brother, man.
What you should have done is you should have teared the golf clubs and act like Trump was the caddy. That would have really messed people up.
Yeah, Trump really not. Yeah, he's out into dominoes and spades. So I was like, I'm trying to get him to play other stuff, but he want to play golf all the time.
All right. Coming up Sunday, November the 21st. That's not this. It's the week. Actually, it's a week and a half right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Times Union Terry Theater. You can get tickets at here at the website, wbob.com. Go to the website, Terrence K. Williams, conservative comedian. Laugh at your own risk. Terrence K, man. Hey, thanks for coming on this morning, bro.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. All right. More coming up next. 904-831-0600. Email address at WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Stop and go traffic on 295. It's headed south right between Roosevelt Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge. That left lane is blocked and you're going to add 15 extra minutes. That's southbound on 295. Traffic is backed up between Roosevelt Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge. You're going to add 15 extra minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun in the morning, more cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76, currently 57 degrees. Conservative comedian and one of President Trump's favorite comics, Terrence K. Williams, brings his sensational brand of humor to Jacksonville. Sunday, November 21st, live at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts Terry Theater, tackling life and politics in a hilarious show that'll have you laughing all night long and for days after.
Nancy Pelosi. I got a question for Nancy.
Terrence has been making people laugh his entire life.
How are you the House Speaker? Well, you can't even speak!
And is the author of From the Foster House to the White House, relating his incredible journey about growing up without a home and achieving the American dream. Terrence was introduced by President Donald J. Trump.
700,000 followers. I said, whoa. Name's Terrence Williams.
So grab your friends and come see what everyone's talking about. You'll be laughing all the way home. Go to WBOB.com and get your tickets today.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity, had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut, and what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Warning! Huge hedge funds, national iBuyers, and Zillow ballers are making ridiculous offers to sellers here in Northeast Florida. They start with a decent price, but when the inspection comes, that number drops. Then closing costs, then fees. Don't fall for it. Bring these offers to iPayCashForHouses.com and let them beat them. Or better yet, get your best offer first right now at iPayCashForHouses.com. iPayCash, the number 4, houses.com. Let's go.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrat Donna Deegan announces she's running for Jacksonville mayor. A new survey by the American Hotel and Lodging Association finds most Americans plan to take fewer trips this holiday season because of rising gas prices. And Governor Ron DeSantis has unveiled the details of legislation he's promoting to counter federal vaccine mandates. A special session to take up the matter will begin next week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to Victor, who's been waiting. Hey, Victor, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me this morning. I want to talk about the $50,000 or whatever fine it is the states are telling the companies that they're going to give them. that's against the mandate the federal government put. So it's easy to say, oh, there's 10 million jobs. You know, you tell the worker to push back. They have to push back with empty stomachs sometimes. Let the companies push back. That fine is against a federal mandate, so let the companies push back against that. Let them choose, okay, what are we going to go, with the worker or the federal government? I mean, the big companies, man, that CEO is probably has to push back from his private jet or from a Cayman Islands, you know?
So,
the worker has to push with an empty stomach, man, he has to push out. He has to go out there and find another job and make ends meet. This is against the federal government. It's not against the companies. Let the companies push back. And that's the way of doing it, man. The states are doing, I think it's right. They're pushing against the mandate like that.
So let me, okay, so I wish more companies would push back against the federal mandate, but the $50,000 fines is if a company tells you, forget about mandates. Let's say that the company of their own.
We can't forget about mandate. That's what it's all about.
No, it's not. It's not all about mandates. I'm just saying is that, maybe it could. I'm talking, you're right. It could be a mandate, but not from a government side. So set aside the government mandate, which I don't support mandate. I don't even like an like a voluntary mandate. I mean, if the company wants to do it, but should a company on their own, without the government involved, if they want a mandate that you got to get a flu shot, you got to get a vaccine shot, should government be in the business to tell that company that they can't do it? That's the question.
No, they should not.
I'm with you.
But it hasn't been happening. But now this $50,000 is against the federal mandate. They just didn't pull it out of nowhere and say, oh, we're going to find you. No, it's because the companies are being coerced by the federal government. So instead of the company right away is going to side up with the most powerful one. You know, they're not going to side with the worker.
Yeah. I kind of understand where you're coming from, but it's a different thing. It's more on a state level, the $50,000. It's going to be done by the state attorney general. And I think that's going to be possibly challenging court as well. This is going to be for the special session. For those of you tuning in, is that next Monday's been a special session. I don't like the vaccine mandates. I don't think government should be telling people the vaccine mandates. And by the way, Brian, who was on with us a few moments ago, sent me an email, and he's exactly right. You know, he understands where I'm coming from, but he goes, what about somebody who's been working there for 17 or 18 years? Then why not grandfather them in after so many years? Mm-hmm. That's what I would do, is to make, and I understand where many of you are coming from. But there are people that, you know, just sit back in a better opportunity and they don't go for their full retirement working for a company for 20 years. I get that as well. All I'm just saying is that what could happen, several of my conservative friends go, if Andrew Gillum was governor or Nikki Fried or Charlie Crist, and they told businesses that you've got to offer two more days of bereavement if somebody passes away or somebody's getting married and you, like, I don't. Let the marketplace, let companies sit back and go, yeah, we'll give you a few more days. You don't need the government mandate to mm-hmm. tell them that.
Yeah, I remember not long ago, people were, you know, barking, saying we'd have to have a $15 minimum wage, and now companies are doing it on their own.
Well, that's true. Because they need employers. Yeah. Thank you, Rod. You made the point. So to my conservative friends who all, because you all like to regulate Facebook, that means also you support the government. You support bigger government than in business, because that's what it is. Regulating for on consumers of a paid product as laws we already have on the book.
The company formerly known as Facebook.
Yeah. Are they going to do like Prince, just give you a little sign?
Yeah.
But I got some of my Republican friends. I mean, you guys just don't get it. Let the marketplace decide. It is a beautiful thing. You already have rules and laws and guidelines on the book. The marketplace will sit back and go, you know what? We were wrong by putting these vaccine mandates.
Sometimes, however, the marketplace doesn't work as flawlessly as we'd like, to be frank with you.
And the government does?
Well, that's true as well. But, you know, we talk about discrimination and things. And what if the company's not forthcoming as to why you didn't get that promotion? I've talked to you in one of our podcasts recently about how a while back, you know, I was in communication with a voiceover agency, and they flat out told me, we already have a black guy when they had 30-something white guys.
So?
That's discrimination against me.
No, they say they already have one black voice. How did they determine how do you sound like a black voice? How did they determine you had a black voice, Roger?
No, we were talking.
You told them. Roger, you got the best announcing voice. I don't give a flip what color you are.
This company apparently did and told me I wasn't welcome.
So they can do that.
But, well...
Roger, you pick up more business.
I was told by an attorney I could sue them, but I didn't bother.
Go ahead. Does it mean you'll get
paid?
They would have
denied it, probably.
Let me ask you this. Is the Constitution perfect?
No.
But it's the best thing going today, isn't it?
Yeah.
The marketplace
is earthly governments, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Is the marketplace America's market? It's not the greatest thing. But things can be done by intertwining other market factors into that market factor as well. Like I said, grandfather things in. Folks, negotiate. You know, here's the whole thing. Shark Tank is one of my favorite shows. We've lost the art of negotiation. Yes, it's unfortunate that certain employers can be fired you. Put it in a contract. I mean, folks, we live in a day where employees are getting more now. If the government doesn't give you what you want, well, I want a few more days for this, a few more days for that. You know, most employers will allow you to do that because they want to keep you on. You're in a supply chain shortage. You're in a worker shortage. It's amazing what you may be able to get accomplished without needing the government. All I'm saying is, can you imagine real quick, the marketplace sits back and goes, we were wrong for putting a vaccine mandate on people. That is how you want it done. So it shows that the marketplace decides and businesses shouldn't be trying to do it because the government wants them to do it one way or the other. So businesses need some spine. Stop trying to rely on the government for everything. Get what I'm saying? So that's all. Just to cover the rear end. All right, 855 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 295. It's headed south right between Roosevelt Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge. That left lane is blocked and you're going to add 15 extra minutes. That's southbound on 295. Traffic is backed up between Roosevelt Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge. You're going to add 15 extra minutes. If you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sun in the morning, more cloudy by afternoon. The high today, 76, currently 57 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Michelle Goldberg is a left-wing columnist for the New York Times. Goldberg is onto something, though, when she writes of the growth of the homeschool movement during COVID. Democrats, because that's the only party she cares about, need to take what she calls this coming onslaught seriously. She writes, quote, "The school choice movement goes back to a 1955 essay by Milton Friedman, but COVID created fertile ground for a renewed push," unquote. Yes, indeed, parents have awakened to the propaganda and brainwashing of their children in government schools. The left is worried that if too many parents, especially Christian parents, pull their children out, they won't be able to create another generation of secular progressives who vote for Democrats. Do you want them to think they are another sex and share locker rooms and toilets? That's what the pre-K movement is about. Dump your kids into the hands of the state, and the state will shape their minds and souls. Get them out if they're not already out. School them at home or in a good Christian school. It's worth the money, time, and effort. You'll be blessed, and so will they. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of
sunshine. WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right. Good show today. A lot of good topics. And always enjoy hearing from you. Email address at WBOB.com. Always enjoy reading your emails. Always enjoy good humor. Some of my friends go, I want to get Roger my pillow. for Christmas and he can sleep on his decision. I said, that's the humor I do like, man.
Okay.
So anyway,
I'll be looking out for it.
That's right. And make sure you don't get the cheap one. Spend some money.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Thankful to God every day for the show. All of you to tune in. Remember, this week is our 5th year anniversary this week of The Morning Show. So we thank all of you because it's what's make this success, and we're thankful every day. We're ready to go tomorrow morning, Thursday already, 6 to 9, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Cove, the conservative voice of Jacksonville.